Bring it. California school district defiant as state sues over transgender parental notification. By Paul Bois on August 28, 2023. The state of California filed a lawsuit Monday against the Chino Valley Unified School District over a policy that requires schools to notify parents if students want to change their gender. The lawsuit, filed by Democrat Attorney General Rob Bonta, claims that the district's parental notification policy puts transgender and non-binary students in danger of imminent, irreparable harm by forcefully outing their identities at home before they feel ready. They are in real fear that the district's policy will force them to make a choice. Either walk back their constitutionally and statutorily protected rights to gender identity and gender expression, or face the risk of emotional, physical and psychological harm from non-affirming or unaccepting parents or guardians, the lawsuit says, as reported by the Los Angeles Times. In response, Chino Valley School District President Sonia Shaw was defiant. "Bring it," she said, in an exclusive comment to Breitbart News. As Breitbart News reported earlier this month, California began investigating the Chino Valley District after it passed its policy in July by a 4-1 vote. Shaw told Breitbart News in a radio interview that there is no law preventing a school district from adopting a parental notification policy. Shaw described the policy as common sense, and California voters would appear to agree. A recent Rasmussen poll suggested that 84% of voters in the state support parental notification policies. The district has come under severe pressure from Governor Gavin Newsom's Democratic administration. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurman personally attended the school district meeting where the vote on the policy was held, and was ejected for alleged heckling and other disruptive behavior. A pro-transgender activist also reportedly threatened to dismember one of the school board officials. Other conservative-leaning school districts in California, such as Murrieta Valley Unified and Orange Unified, have made similar parental notification proposals. But Newsom and his array of state officials are attempting to pressure local school boards to fall in line with the state's curriculum and policies on LGBTQ+ issues, Shaw told Breitbart News on Monday. "I'm not surprised at the aggressive stance Sacramento is taking against the district for daring to question motives and agendas that don't sit well with parents and families fighting to keep themselves involved in the lives of children. Once again, this is government overreach, and the political cartel of Bonta." Newsom and Thurman is using their muscle and taxpayers' dollars to shut parents out of their children's lives. She added that the district had only learned of the lawsuit through the media, and criticized Bonta, saying he could not cite a single law the district was breaking. "I find it a joke. He knows better, and this is another ploy to stop all the districts around California from adopting a common sense, legal policy. We will stand our ground and protect our children with all we can because we are not breaking the law. Parents have a constitutional right in the upbringing of their children. Period." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms. Joel B. Polak contributed to this report.